7 now. We've been asked because some of the people from Baker Tilly have some time constraints.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to just give you some good news today. The county actually received an improvement to its bond rating from Fitch. We're AA plus stable. We were AA plus negative. So just so
great.
You know.
Congratulations.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. Sorry.
From the Director of Audit, submitting the following reports prepared by Baker Tilly Virchow Krause LLP and Coleman and Williams LTD as part of the 2011 countywide audit. The 2011 Milwaukee County Comprehensive Financial Report, Single Audit Report, Employees Retirement System Annual Report of the Pension Board, GMIA Schedule of Passenger Facilities Charges, Milwaukee County Paratransit and Transit Database Reports, Report on Internal Control, and the Audit Communications Letter to the Board of Supervisors. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jerry Hare, Comptroller's Director of Audits. The item before you today is what we call the countywide audit. It's the long list of audits that Ms. Mapp has just read to you. And to give you the required briefing, I've got John Knapel of Baker Tilly and Nash Mulla of Coleman Williams here.
Good morning, all. Thank you for having us this morning. My name is John Knapel, lead partner with Baker Tilly, Virchow Krause, serving the county. With me is Nashad Mulla, the senior manager with Coleman and Williams. We have provided a summary of observations, a two-page handout. I'll briefly go through that, and then I'll just open it up for questions for the committee to ask. On the summary of observations, there's a listing of the main and key management personnel from the audit perspective that are serving the county, and myself and a number of other individuals. As part of our contract, we partner with Coleman and Williams to provide services to the county. Their specific function in providing the services to the county, they work on the single audit part of the services, and also working with the auditing the PFC with the Mitchell International Airport and the paratransit operations. So that's where they are spending their time as part of the audit services we're performing. The audit that we conducted on your financial statements, our opinion on that is commonly referred to as a clean audit. It's an unqualified opinion on your financial statements. It means that they are fairly presented in accordance with all of the rules and requirements that you have to follow for issuing those statements. As part of that, as part of our report to the committee, we certainly want to identify that we receive full cooperation from all county personnel during the course of the audit, and we certainly look forward to working with the county going forward. As Mr. Hare indicated, there's kind of a litany of reports that were issued. I'm not going to go through each one individually. They're listed in the summary. All of them you have them in your hands. Certainly, we'll answer any questions you have related to them. But in all cases, in financial audits, and clean and unqualified opinions. There were some findings that are noted in the reports that are identified, and we can certainly answer any questions you have relating to that. I'll let Mr. Mulla speak about their part of the single audit.
Good morning to the members of the committee. We at Coleman Williams did the single audit of the county, and we audited issued an unqualified opinion dated July 31st. I'm happy to say we did not disclose any material weaknesses or material noncompliance with respect to the single audit. However, we did have four instances of noncompliance for which we are required to make disclosure with respect to OMB Circular A133 and the state audit guidelines. And we also followed up on the 7 findings from the prior year. There were 2 additional findings with respect to the financial statements and as John said, he could answer questions on those. And with that, I would open up to questions.
Any questions? If not, thanks for your presentation.